Thank you very much for joining us on BFBS The Forces Station to chat about Fool Me Once. I absolutely love your programmes and I can't wait to watch the new series. But without giving too much away, what's this one about?
Well, the lead character actually, I met, the person who inspired it, I met it at RAF Mildenhall. Is it Mildenhall? Is that how you pronounce it? But anyway, the lead character is a combat helicopter pilot named Maya Stern, played by Michelle Keegan. Happily married to Richard Armitage, his character, played by Joe. And as the story opens, Joe is murdered. And so Maya's got to take care of their three-year-old daughter on her own. And so a friend gives her a nanny cam, you know, just to check in on it, one of those spy cams that are located in a frame, just so she can check on the nanny and make sure everything's okay with her daughter. And one day she checks the nanny cam and she sees a man come in, and a man picks up the daughter and is playing with the daughter, and he turns to the camera and gasps, it's her dead husband, Joe. So how can that be? And that's how Fool Me Once opens.
Your stories are so captivating. And I remember binge watching The Stranger and it was incredible. But how do you come up with these ideas?
That's all I do. You know, I said, other people go to work. You know, you have to go in and be at the radio station. And I wake up and I start thinking of what kind of weird stuff can I come up with today? So I spend all day thinking of things like this until pieces start to come together that form a story.
Now, let's just talk about the cast, because sure. You mentioned there that Richard Armitage, he's coming back. He's been in all of the previous series that you've done. But you mentioned Michelle Keegan is going to be playing the ex-soldier that you met. So let's talk a bit about this incredible lady that she's based on.
Yeah, well, you know, Michelle is a really incredible actress, and I think people are going to be surprised at just how good she is in this role. It's a demanding role, you know, being ex-military, dealing with this sort of ordinary woman in an extraordinary circumstance, losing her husband, losing other family members, feeling alone, trying to figure out what's going on in her life. And we were really lucky. So we had Michelle Keegan. We have Joanna Lumley playing her mother-in-law. The fireworks that go on between them in certain scenes, I think, is really going to stun the audience and keep you glued to your television. Then Adil Akhtar, who's one of my favorite actors, who plays the cop who's doing the homicide investigation on her husband. All these actors, to be able to work with them, it's just, you know, such a rare pleasure, and I think that the audience is really going to love to watch them.
I love a good mystery and a crime story, you know, just trying to work out how they've done it, what's going on. But what do you think makes a great story?
I think it's those things, you know, that asking the questions, but really it's about the heart. If you don't care about Maya and Joe and, you know, all the other characters that are in the story, it's not going to work. There has to be the emotional heft. So I know Fool Me Once is going to stir your pulse. It's going to stir your mind. But if Fool Me Once doesn't also stir your heart, I don't feel like I've done my job. I want you a little bit. The ending, I think the end of Fool Me Once, when you finally get the answer in episode 8, is one of my most surprising and shocking. And if it doesn't hit you, though, in the heart, if you don't shed a little bit of a tear over it, I'll be a little disappointed.
In other words, make sure we've got some tissues on us.
That's right. You know, I want you to laugh and cry and become a part of you. I want Fool Me Once to do all those things. But I think that's what it is. It's one thing to write a fast-moving plot, you know, and I'm known for that and the twists and turns. But you could have the most expensive car in the world. If you don't have petrol, it's not going to go anyplace. So the petrol, the fuel is the heart. And making sure you have the right emotion.
Now, as you mentioned, you've spent time with the military. You've actually gone and spoken to them about writing and things like that. So what was it like when you went to see them? What did you learn from them?
First of all, they all have their own stories, and they should tell them. I think that writing, I learned from that, writing their own stories down was both therapeutic, but also worked in the sense of a journal and trying to remember the experiences that they've had, and each person, how they've gotten into the military, what they experienced there, it's a fingerprint. Every one of them is completely unique and different. So I really enjoyed, loved hearing their stories. I was always, you know, just totally captured by them. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to sort of do a story like this.
It's so nice to see that you have a military character in your story. And, you know, you write books. That's where this all started and then moved into TV. So how easy or complicated is it to make your books into a TV show?
You know, it's a different medium. And I think the hardest part for an author is to let go, is to realize you are not reproducing your book onto the screen. I think the worst adaptations are the ones that worry too much about, oh, I got to stay true to the book. I just care it's a good TV show. I don't care how close it is to the book or not. So it's just, you know, it's still storytelling. The same way at night I want you to go to bed with Fool Me Once as a book and say I'm only going to read for 10 or 15 minutes and next thing you know it's 4 in the morning and you finish the book, I want you to do the same thing with the TV series Fool Me Once. I want you to say, oh, I'm just going to watch one episode and maybe two, and the next thing you know, you're clicking that yes, next episode button, and all 8 episodes are gone. That's kind of what that feeling. I love when I feel that way about a show, don't you? Like when you're just completely lost and caught up in it, and heck, I'm just on the couch, open up a bag of chips or something like that, or Fritos or whatever it is, and I'm going to go to town, and it's just, you know, you forget the rest of the world. That's sort of my job.
Do you know what? I know I'm going to be staying up all night to watch the rest of this.
Oh, good. Thank you. I hope so, too.
But thank you so much for joining us on BFBS, The Forces Station, to talk about Fool Me Once. It's very exciting, and it's going to be on Netflix.
Thanks, Natasha.
BFBS, The Forces Station.